Today, the Nobel Committee awarded this year's Nobel Peace Prize to President Barack Obama. In a 5-minute speech at the White House, Obama said he was surprised and deeply humbled by the decision. He says the problems of the 21st century can't be confronted by any one leader or nation.
And that's why my administration's worked to establish a new era of engagement in which all nations must take responsibility for the world we seek. We cannot tolerate a world in which nuclear weapons spread to more nations and in which the terror of a nuclear holocaust endangers more people. And that's why we've begun to take concrete steps to pursue a world without nuclear weapons, because all nations have the right to pursue peaceful nuclear power, but all nations have the responsibility to demonstrate their peaceful intentions.
A major climate summit is scheduled for later this year in Copenhagen. Obama laid responsibility for curbing greenhouse gas emissions both onto developing countries and the developed economies that have caused most of the current pollution.
We cannot accept the growing threat posed by climate change, which could forever damage the world that we pass on to our children, sowing conflict and famine, destroying coastlines and emptying cities. And that's why all nations must now accept their share of responsibility for transforming the way that we use energy.
Reaction around the world to the selection of Obama is mixed. In an interview with WLS, the Reverend Jesse Jackson says Obama's efforts to overcome barriers to peace have earned him the Nobel Peace Prize.
Let me first be one to earlier offer congratulations to President Barack Obama, who just received the Nobel Peace Prize. Choosing diplomacy over a lot of bellicose rhetoric and threats, his attempt to break down these various religious and other barriers that stood between us and peace for so long. And so, as our home guy and our president, he deserves, I think, congratulations.
At a meeting of the Society of Environmental Journalists, former Vice President Al Gore says the importance of Obama's achievements will become clearer over time.
I think it's extremely well-deserved. I think that much of what he has accomplished already is going to be far more appreciated in the eyes of history. I think it's thrilling that President Barack Obama has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. I think it's an honor for our country.
Speaking with reporters, Israeli President Shimon Peres says Obama deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
I'm really encouraged by the recognition of this most unusual and far-reaching impact of the leadership of the President of the United States, Barack Obama. I congratulate you from the depth of my heart. You are proud and we are proud about you. God bless you.
On the WMNF program True Talk Friday morning, hosts Samar Jarrah and Ahmed Badir got reaction from Ali Abu Nima. He's the editor and founder of the website electronicintifada.net.
My reaction is like a lot of other people, which is to say, for what? And I think it's particularly sad that this news came on the morning that we hear that 50 people have been killed in a suicide bombing in Peshawar in Pakistan. And this is almost certainly related to the escalation of the war in Afghanistan and Pakistan that Obama promised us during the election campaign and is now in the process of delivering. And I think it's really shocking that this comes after his complete cave-in and surrender to the intransigent and extremist Israeli government over the issue of Israel's illegal settlements, which make peace impossible, and the lack of change we've seen. I mean, also, we talk about Obama wanting to have a nuclear-free world. I think they cited that. But the news came out just in the past few days that Obama agreed to continue the U.S. policy of helping Israel to cover up its massive nuclear arsenal that threatens much of humanity. So I think it's very sad.